Welcome to Reflecting God. Prudence, now there's an old-fashioned sounding word. Prudence is all starched, collared, buttoned up, and goody-two-shoes. No one names their little girls Prudence anymore. Prudence has had a rough go. Maybe it's because a seemingly related word, prude, which actually comes from the same root as proud, has fallen so far out of favor. When was the last time you heard prude used in a positive way? Never, that's when. Yet wisdom and prudence are roomies. They dwell together. One never goes anywhere without the other. Maybe that is because prudence really has more to do with being prudent, to be governed or directed by wisdom, the opposite of foolish, careless, or indiscreet. It is wise to be prudent. Prudence acts with purpose and consideration. You can take prudence anywhere. She will never purposefully offend. She always acts according to the highest principles of godly wisdom. Seek her. She is the kind of girl you can take home to mama. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.